This article was originally published on popzara.com. Read this and more on our website. If you've read my previous reviews of the Transformers films, here's my review of the recent Steelbook set to help out. You'll notice how the franchise started off strong with its nice blend of action, drama, and humor, only to sadly become something of a product to be churned out to be the next summer blockbuster. It seems that Paramount Pictures has finally taken a step back and went over how they could bring back the fun of the earlier entries with the latest one, Transformers: Rise of the Beasts. It's not the best entry of the series, but that's okay as it's a Transformers-sized step in the right direction. Speaking of direction, I was surprised to learn Stephen Caple Jr. of Creed II fame directed this tale, and takes us thousands of years ago in the past where ancient animal Transformers known as the Maximals are busy trying to fight off the planet-eating Unicron. Colman Domingo, who finally makes his big screen appearance since the original 80s film. It doesn't help that the Maximals are protecting a powerful artifact called the Transwarp Key that can open portals between various timelines and universes. Seems like Hollywood is stuck on this multiverse kick. When the Maximals' leader sacrifices himself to hold off Unicron and his number one follower named Scourge, Peter Dinklage, it falls to Optimus Primal, Ron Perlman, and his team to escape with the key. Fast forward to the 1990s where we enter the life of an ex-soldier named Noah, Anthony Ramos, who is going through hard times looking after his sick younger brother without a steady income. So when the opportunity to steal a Porsche to sell off for a lot of cash arrives, Noah attempts to do so out of desperation. Meanwhile, we learn that the Transwarp Key has been split in two, and that an artifacts researcher named Elena, Dominique Fishback, has found one half and accidentally activates it, alerting the Autobots led by Optimus Prime, Peter Cullen, who sees this as a chance to get him and the Autobots back home to Cybertron. When Noah tries to steal the Porsche, it turns out to be an Autobot named Mirage, voiced hilariously by Pete Davidson, that quickly shuts down Noah's money plans. It also doesn't take long for Elena to come across them and get chased by Scourge and his Terracons, aka Animal Decepticons. Once Mirage introduces Noah and Elena to Optimus Prime, they decide to team up and find the other half of the key in Peru, only to come across Optimus Primal and the Maximals, whom they form a shaky alliance with to protect the key from Scourge and the Terracons at all costs. It's been a long time since I had a good time with the Transformers, and I'm glad this film finally brings back some of the fun that was long missing from the later entries. I'm a big fan of the classic Beast Wars series, so it was awesome seeing them return and on the big screen at that. I would have never thought I'd say this, but Pete Davidson as Mirage was a nice treat as he kept things interesting with the humor without getting too carried away. I also enjoyed seeing some of the classic Autobots such as RC and Wheeljack along for the ride as well. Also, having Peter Cullen as Prime facing off against Peter Dinklage's Scourge was a treat for the ears as they play their characters well. The action and special effects were also pretty good and the movie manages to get everything done without wasting a lot of time, which is always a plus for me when it comes to pacing. So if you're wondering if it's safe to enjoy Transformers again, it is with Transformers: Rise of the Beasts taking a much-needed and welcome step in the right direction of bringing the spark back to this franchise. Only time will tell if they can keep the fun rolling out in the next entry. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on popzara.com.